attention to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Avoiding financial stress from the holidays doesn't take a Christmas miracle. All it takes is a Christmas loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Their Christmas loan is designed to ease your Yuletide expenses so you can focus on what matters most, spreading joy and love. With their great rates, flexible repayment options, and outstanding service, you'll be ready for whatever the holidays might throw your way. Visit foundersfcu.com/magic to unwrap your own this Christmas. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
From our Roar family to yours, thanks for being with us all year long.
Hey, buddy. Happy holidays.
I got you something for Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
If you're down and out, and you feel real high, come on over.
We just need to have Blues Friday every now and then.
I like Blues Friday. I'm a fan. I'm in favor. We continue on here on the program. This hour brought to you by our friends at Underdog. I want to say it's brought to you by Kirk Cousins, because I thought for sure it's a Thursday night game. The Bucks full complement of people's back. Like, I mean, I was telling people, take the under last night. What an idiot. I just was wrong on the game last night, but I played Underdog, and I enjoyed it. I was watching that sucker all the way to the end, trying to see if Kirk Cousins would throw just a couple more incomplete passes. On 3rd and 72 or whatever, I was kind of hoping for an incomplete pass, because I think it was maybe like a yard or two off of whatever I played in game. And they end up converting, and I end up losing. But, again, I'm up. I'm watching the game. It's fun. It could be fun for you, too, this weekend in the NFL. Right now, download the Underdog app. Sign up with our promo code OOB. It's the best place to play daily fantasy. You can score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 100-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. Do you have any thoughts on T.J. Moore, Ben? Any lean on T.J. Moore at this juncture?
I really don't. I mean, I think what you said is accurate. He was clearly frustrated early in the season. His mom was frustrated on social media. Clemson fans lashed out at her. Some did. A few did. Which, by the way, that's never a good thing, especially when you're four games into a season and you're frustrated and you don't allow for the opportunity or the possibility of somebody getting better throughout the season. You'd have been screwed without T.J. Moore down the stretch.
Correct.
Also, you know, back and forth with somebody's parent, probably not the smartest thing. Anyway, yeah, I don't know about anybody, man. I truly don't. I don't know about any player.
There are third-party negotiations going on with agents right now where somebody who might stay here could make significantly more money elsewhere that we're not going to be privy to. We're not going to be privy to those negotiations. So probably your position is the wise position to take. That because there are things that we don't know, and there might be reasons that we'll never quite get to the bottom of, like with specifics for some people, it's hard to have a hard and fast stance on any players coming or going.
Maybe you would disagree with this, but I feel like because of the way Clemson typically goes about recruiting a high school player and who they openly say the kind of player they're looking for, not the kind of player, the kind of person they're looking for, where you're not driven by finances as much, that the likelihood of leaving just because of money is lower at Clemson than at some other schools. But that also doesn't mean that, look, you give any of us a big enough offer, we're all gone. I mean, you know.
Everybody has a price. I said this the other day.
Everybody has a price. And when you get into stupid money, you can't say no to stupid money. You just can't.
It's great to say you can't put a price tag on integrity, but do you know how much money is in the world? Do you know how many zeros you can write on a check? I mean, don't say that unless you mean it, man.
Look, man, I don't want to count the zeros. I want to count the commas.
Yeah, two commas is for sure.
Two commas and these kids are gone. It'd be crazy. If you go from a one-comma school to a two-comma school?
Even if it's $999,999, I like the million. I like the million. You know, it's interesting you bring that up because if there's one thing that I think I've been consistent on, it's that I think Clemson's off-season strategy has lacked a clear direction for a few years. Some of the reason for that is that Clemson got very comfortable being able to, maybe not financially, but being able to sort of accumulate talent by using the trump cards of our culture's great and we win. And I was actually thinking about this, like the NCAA Football 26 video game. There are like 20 different things that you can offer a recruit. You know, in terms of the experience, everything from like brand exposure, conference prestige, coach stability, playing time, playing style, academics. These are all potential things that are important to every recruit. And when you're trying to sell your school to a player, you only get three. And if the three don't match, then you've got to try to sway the guy to trust in your three. To me, Clemson has been able to steer a lot of recruits in. You should come here for the off-field experience and maybe even to take a pay cut because look at all this other stuff over here. We're going to pay you and we're going to take care of you. But we might not have a bigger bag than other people. In fact, Dabo said we're probably not going to be able to you know, swim in the biggest of big boy pools. But if Clemson's not winning considerably, then that's where you kind of have to pay some. Because, like, in the case of, like, a Peter Woods, I think Peter Woods, I'm not saying Clemson had to overpay Peter Woods, but when you're getting a player like Peter Woods or maybe Dexter Lawrence 5 years ago, like you're coming to Clemson for winning, you're coming to Clemson for development, you're also coming to Clemson with the promise that you're going to win a bunch of games, you're going to go to the next level, you're going to make a bunch of money because you came to Clemson, because you're going to be well coached. Well, if there's not the promise of going to the playoff, then you have to have another trump card to play. You've got to be able to play that card differently, or you have to be able to play the hand that you actually have. And so I've been saying Clemson is going to have to start overpaying some people if it wants a playoff caliber roster. You're going to start having to get in at least a couple of these battles. So, Ben, to your point, I think that's true, that Clemson is trying to find guys who are coming to Clemson for different reasons so that they're not consistently having to renegotiate these deals.
How many times have you heard him say, if your first question to us in a visit is, how much am I going to make, this is not the school for you? I've heard a lot of coaches say that, actually. But Clemson has said that.
And I think that's great. I think that's awesome.
But I was, you know, in TJ Moore's case, that one would assume there was no NIL promises at all to him when he came to Clemson. Because, I mean, you know, they have, there wasn't the house settlement money, and they've said we pay players after they earn it. So, you know, he came anyway.
And so, you know, some of this might be, there's a bit of a chicken and the egg, I think, particularly for fans. Like, do you want to keep the players you have? I mean, yeah, there are some players right now you want to keep. On the other hand, the players you want to keep also lost five games this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you. Well, your point is that players you want to keep still lost games. Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. But on the in terms of the wins and losses, I'm just thinking back, though, there's five-star players that have always gone to schools who are not playing great football. I mean, always, since the beginning of time. In 2016, when Clemson wins the national championship, and there was a handful of guys who transferred immediately that played. What it was like Scott Pagano maybe, or
there were a couple of, yeah, it was like the second, third string guys that were highly touted recruits. Yeah.
Yeah. It was some of those guys that you're like, wait a minute, you just won a national, you're like, you've lost two games in your career. You want to leave, but it happens. So it's not, I mean, my point in that is winning a bunch of games doesn't mean you're going to always get recruits, and losing a bunch of games doesn't always mean you're going to lose a bunch of recruits.
But I do think if you lose, you got to come with bigger bags.
You got to be
able to offer them something else besides we're going to the playoff every year. And so that's why I say I wonder in the general conversation what people are saying about what Clemson offers. I think Clemson is recruiting fine. They're not recruiting quite as well as they did 10 years ago, but they've not fallen directly off a cliff, dramatically off a cliff, where you can expect to lose five games every year. I think they still have enough talent that you shouldn't do that.
If you are a skill position player right now and Ohio State is recruiting you, I'm talking about a five-star guy. You're a, you know, what they would call a no-doubt NFL talent. Right. Are you going to Ohio State because of the wins, or are you going to Ohio State because they put your position in the NFL?
Both
are important, I'm sure. I mean, and one is a byproduct of the other. But, you know, I mean, I wonder, like a Peter Woods. The first time you and I interviewed Peter Woods, I remember – I don't remember that day, but I remember when he left and mine and your conversation, we both like, he's a business guy. He knows what he wants to do. He already is treating this as a profession.
Yes.
And so when he comes to Clemson, was it because he wants to get better and get to the next level? Or was it he wanted to win a bunch of games? I wonder which was more important.
And it they might all be important. that it might be like, you know, kind of like to use the video game example. It might be that there are like three things that they really want, and those are two of the things. You mentioned Ohio State. One of the things that I don't think people are talking about right now, that maybe we will start talking about later, is that Brian Hartline took the job at South Florida as the head coach. Ohio State has stockpiled talent all over the place, but they have not stockpiled talent anywhere to the extent that they have at receiver. And at receiver, to your point, I think there were two things that are true about Ohio State right now, is that when Brian Hartline is your position coach, you're going to win basically every game you play, have a chance to win a national championship, and you are joining the best and most productive receiver room in America. Like, they produce first-round picks. They produce NFL stars. They are productive in college. They grow in college. You're going to be in an offense that prioritizes the passing game and is going to make sure that you get your looks. And Brian Hartline, much like – that's wide receiver U right now. Ohio State's wide receiver U. When you change the position coach, it doesn't necessarily follow that those five-star receiver recruits are going to feel as strongly about getting developed like they were when Brian Hartline was the receiver coach. You're still going to win. You're going to make money at Ohio State. You're going to get to the next level, but it might be a little shakier. I don't actually know if they've hired – have they hired a receiver? I don't actually know. That is something I think to monitor right now with Ohio State, because it feels like whoever they want at receiver, they just go get. And then everybody else gets to have who Ohio State doesn't want. Every recruiting class. But with Hartline not there, I don't know that Ryan Day by himself is swinging that big of a stick. They're still going to recruit really, really well. But things change. Priorities change based on who's there. I also think it's true, like, you know, going to your point, I am a little angsty about this offseason, because I think, based on the conversations elsewhere, that agents are getting a little too giddy to ask for large amounts of cash, and there is enough of a black market forming that I don't know that Clemson is participating in nearly to the extent of some of its peers, that there is somebody out there that's willing to ask for or actually grant a gaudy number. But on the flip side of that, I'm going to include Khalil Barnes and say what we said yesterday. There have been three players in the portal era that Dabo Swinney says that we lost that we would have liked to keep. Three. How many schools are saying that? And think about it. I'm sure there have been, they didn't get Peter Woods for free this year. I'm sure T.J. Parker looked around. I'm sure Cade Klubnik was not just going to take somebody's word for it. You know, like, those are guys that you were going to have to pay to keep. And Clemson paid them. We don't know that they paid him the most, but they paid him enough, and they wanted to be here. So maybe in the case of a guy like TJ Moore, maybe we should lean on that track record of being able to keep the transfers that you want to keep for all of the reasons that you just outlined. I think that's an important thing to factor in the equation too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As we go to break here, there was a question earlier, actually a couple questions about the Pinstripe Bowl, and I actually just saw some information. For those wondering, the Clemson side is, I can't believe I'm saying, the first base side.
The first
no,
base
no, no, no,
side?
No, the third base side.
Okay.
Third base side of Yankee Stadium. That field... The field runs, I guess people are asking for tickets on the secondary market. It runs from home plate to center field is how it works in Yankee Stadium. So the Clemson side is the third base side. And I would tell you, on flights, Atlanta to LaGuardia is probably going to be your best bet ticket price-wise. Both major Delta hubs, obviously, and I do know a couple of days ago there were tickets under $300.
Ooh!
Now, you know, airline tickets are dynamic pricing, so the more people search, the more they're going to go up. But they will add more flights there and GSP if it's usually how it works. So I know. Look for the text. Could not find the text, so I just thought I'd put that out there for everybody.
Excellent. Before we go to break, this hour brought to you by our friends at Nick Lavery Law. When you're in a legal bind, man, it can be stressful, really, really stressful. Especially if you're a young person. Nick wants to be there for college students, for their families. He wants to serve the community well. And this is a great service to give you the legal representation that you require, that your situation, your circumstance requires. That's what Nick has built his office on. That's what they pride themselves in there. He and the folks that work there, he and his team, they do such a good job of making sure whether it's wrongful death, a vehicle accident, you name it, that you're getting that level of representation. For more, go to nicklaverylaw.com. That's nicklaverylaw.com.
I had it right the first time. Clemson side is the first base side.
First base side.
The first base side.
Right, left. A short break when we come back. More college football, including will South Carolina ever make a bowl again? That and more up next.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Brr. When it's cold outside, you know it's time to head to Harrison's. From rain-resistant hoodies to heavy-duty coats and everything in between, Harrison's has all the layers to keep you warm and dry. And we know hard work doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop. Get FR and high-vis gear, work boots and safety shoes, and the largest selection of workwear for men and women. Harrison's has what you need to work safely and warm all winter long. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today, 864-271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
With Bojangles' 8-piece family meal, you can treat your family to a delicious dinner that's easier on the wallet. 8 pieces of hand-breaded chicken, a range of fixins, scratch-made biscuits, and tea. It's bow time!
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Clemson men's and women's basketball. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tell you about Toyota of Easley. Go online, toyotaofeasley.com. This is a great time of year. Somebody pointed out this is the time of year where we love Jordan Love. Why? Toyota-thon. Have you seen the number? Have we talked about this, haven't we?
No, I've heard reference to this. You have to fill me in.
Jordan Love.
Is he good or bad during Toyota-thon?
He's very good during Toyota-thon. Very, very good. Like 28-2 touchdown interception ratios for his career or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know.
He's putting up Matthew Stafford numbers. Hey-o.
Great. It's a great time to buy a Toyota. It's a great time to support the Packers by supporting Toyota-thon. Go by and see him on Highway 123. New lot, pre-owned lot. Go online, toyotaofeasley.com. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Big fan of Jordan Love Toyota-thon stats. Let's go to Maria, who's up with us next, and we're going to talk South Carolina schedule. What's up, Maria?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, how are you?
Do we know what bowl game we're going to get?
Yeah, Pinstripe Bowl. Clemson's going to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Pinstripe Bowl. Okay. And who are we playing?
Penn State.
Okay. I hear you.
All right. Thanks, Maria. Appreciate the phone call. All right. Go Tigers. Great stuff. Glad we could clear that up for Maria. Ben, South Carolina's football schedule. Let's talk about it.
A lot of people predicted Clemson, Penn State would be playing this year. So
that's true.
I think I was one of the.
I was going to say, it was like the median prediction at our station.
Told you.
It was our default setting.
Told you it'd be Clemson and Penn State in the last game of the year.
That's right. That's right. Didn't we all? The SEC released their football schedules for next season yesterday. And the first thing I did when I looked at South Carolina's schedule, I'm like, all right, ceiling floor. What are we looking at? Ceiling floor. Man, I got to be honest. This schedule is like impossible. I mean, it's impossible.
A friend of mine told me this morning, he's a South Carolina fan. He said, when the schedule comes out, I always look to see when we're playing Georgia and who we're playing right before Clemson. Well, bad news, buddy.
Oh, no.
You find one, you find the other.
Oh, man.
This is tough. We think.
We think.
You have to sort of buy into name at this point of a season. Because let's face it, nobody knows if Kentucky's going to be good next year. I don't know if Oklahoma's going to be good next year. You know? So we do this somewhat based off of reputation, but, you know, the usual suspects are normally the top of the league in the SEC. So, but this is tough. I mean, this is even week three, Mississippi State could be vastly better than they are this year.
Vastly better.
They were so close.
You do play Mississippi State at home. Mississippi State there was a thorn in everybody's side. It made everybody uncomfortable. Tennessee and Texas went to overtime at Mississippi State. You play them at home, you might be okay. I mean, this is how I'm going to sort of I'm going to frame my commentary this way on the schedule, okay? Because I did ask, is South Carolina ever making a bowl again? And that's a little tongue-in-cheek, but only to a point, because South Carolina faces, this is their SEC schedule, okay? By the way, they should go 2-1 at a minimum, so you got to find 4 wins max. If they beat Clemson, they need 3 wins in conference play to go to a bowl. 3 wins if you beat Clemson, okay? 4 wins if you don't beat Clemson. Which that is a road game next year. And you get 5 conference home games, which is great. That's a great schedule. How many games would you favor South Carolina in? Mississippi State at home, at Alabama, Kentucky at home, at Florida, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas A&M, at Arkansas, Georgia at home. How many games is South Carolina favored in right now?
The first 3.
The first 3, Kent State, Towson, Mississippi State. I think Kentucky at home, that'd be 4.
Yet, Kentucky. Welcome to the league. Kentucky plays Alabama and Texas A&M in weeks 2 and 3.
Kentucky has the worst schedule I've ever seen. Like, Billy Napier's Florida schedule's got nothing on Kentucky's schedule next year.
Yeah, so I look at that thinking, okay, well, Kentucky comes to Willie B already with 2 losses. So, yeah, South Carolina's a favorite in that one.
I think those are the only ones. I don't think they're necessarily favored at Arkansas. I don't think they're favored against Tennessee at home. I don't think they're favored against Texas A&M at home. I don't think they're favored against Georgia. I don't think they're going to be favored at Clemson. So we're talking about 4 of the first 5 games you're favored, and then you're an underdog literally the entire months of October and November. And here's who they don't play, Ben. Here's who they don't play. They don't play Ole Miss.
No, they don't.
They don't. I'm just going to keep going. They don't play Texas. They don't play Vanderbilt. They don't play Missouri. They don't play any of those. I think Missouri's going to be better next year. They don't play any of those teams. And I'm looking at their schedule going, well, this is impossible. It's an impossible schedule.
What do South Carolina fans think about this
one? I would love to know, because, I'm looking at who you're not playing and you're still having a hard time getting to 6 wins. And I just want to know, like, what if you were playing Vanderbilt instead of Mississippi State? What if you were playing Missouri instead of Arkansas? Like, this schedule is horrendous, and it could be so much worse.
It is a next season is a season with only 1 bye week, so their bye week is October 17th, and then that final stretch is, as you said, just horrendous.
Is it? You know what this? You know what this makes? You know what this makes me want to do? This is the first time I've ever thought, you know, Clemson's probably fine. They're probably fine where they are. Like, I don't. How are you supposed to feel good about any of these schedules?
Texture said, and maybe this is sarcasm's hard to pick up on the text line, but he said, Texture said, oh, he says he's a Gamecock fan. I think it's favorable. 8 wins or Beamer fired.
8 wins?
Listen,
8?
I appreciate the optimism. That's what this time of year is for. Who are? Just tell me who the 8 are. If you want to call in, or you can text them either way. It's not favorable. I'm sorry. It's just not.
What? At a best case, realistic best case scenario, I'm giving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I could get you to 8 in a realistic best case scenario that involves you winning 3 road games. Because let me tell you something right now. Realistically, you're not beating Alabama on the road. And you might say, well, we almost did. Well, yep, you were top 15 that year. Like, do you think you're going to be 15th in the country, 13th in the country next year? So maybe you beat Alabama. You can win at Florida, but they have a new coach, and they had a really good roster this year. We know they have a good roster. You going to win at Oklahoma? I don't think so. You would have to win. To me, you're not beating Texas A&M. You're not beating Georgia. Even at home, you're not winning those. I'm sorry. Like, South Carolina's lines of scrimmage are not good enough, particularly offensive line, to win games against Texas A&M or Georgia. The second half of the Texas A&M game showed us that. Texas A&M spotted South Carolina 27 points, and it took them a quarter and a third to erase that deficit in the second half.
Texter wants to know what their path to the playoffs are, since Beamer guaranteed that. He did not guarantee that, but he did mention it.
You know, national pandemic after week 5. I'm only partially joking about that. They'll be 4-1. They have a great chance to be 4-1 after the 5th game of the season.
I hope Lenora Sellers is there. I mean, I truly do. If Lenora Sellers is not there, what does that look like?
Oh,
yeah, and
boy.
You know what? Same texture, Gamecock fan. Again, this is the approach you should have. Said, you know, Clemson's not I forget what his word. Clemson's not a automatic loss. You're right. You're absolutely, especially in this series right now where the road team wins. Yeah, I mean, we look at that last 6. I look at that last 6 and just kind of think win for Clemson. But no, that's. You're right about that. That's in no way a guarantee either way.
To me, they are in the last 6 games, they are more likely to beat Tennessee at home and win at Arkansas than they are to win at Clemson. And that's where I would put at Clemson in the last 6 games.
Yeah, I think the totality of this stretch here is what would concern me. Tennessee at Oklahoma, Texas A&M at Arkansas, Georgia at Clemson. I don't care who you are. That is tough.
You play at Clemson at the end of a 6-game stretch like that, that's not the same as going into the Clemson game having played Coastal Carolina.
Let's get Bert real quick. He's a Gamecock. Wants to talk about the Gamecocks.
We'll do that. 654 Roars, whenever you want to join him. What's up, Bert?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm not surprised about the schedule. You know, the thing is, you flip out some teams like LSU and Missouri, and you replace them basically with the teams that we used to play before the conference expanded. I see 4 wins on there. Arkansas is a possible toss-up. Florida is a possible toss-up. But, again, you don't know what your injury situation is going to be at that point in the season. Is there going to be any kind of change on the offensive front this year? I don't know. But just looking at it by paper, I can see 4 wins, possibly 6. If you beat Arkansas and Florida on the road. But I would take 6 wins right now.
See, I think that's got to be the goal, Bert. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yes, no problem.
Based on what we know at this point, I mean, in early December, 6 wins means you've you've won the games you're supposed to and probably picked up a toss-up.
100%. Let's take a break, and we come back. We got more to say about this for sure. 654-ROAR, flood of text coming in. Hour 2 continues right after this.
Hello, Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As I reflect on another successful annual enrollment for Medicare during this holiday season, I am truly humbled and thankful for the relationships that I have with Walt, Ramona, David Copelson, my radio rep, and all the various local DJs who carry my spots, and most of all you, the Roar listener. My business would not be successful without you. Thank you. As we unwind a little at the end of the year, let's all take a collective breath and make sure we are appreciative of each other and what the good Lord does for us every day. We're also appreciative of what the Roar, Eclipse of Sports, does for us too. If we can help you in any way next year, please give us a call at 864-307-8484. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock Live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ben, I have some great news for you. Great news. The Nike Pegasus running shoes and the Nike Air Max Verse shoes at Tiger Sports Shop are significantly discounted.
Mm.
I'm looking at TigerSports.com right now. The Nike Air Max are now $93.99. That's like, I'm doing some quick math there. It's like 30% off. The Pegasus are down $40. $40 off. It's like 30% off. Just in time for shopping. And there's some of you that are like, you know, I love my brother, but I'm not going over 110 for his Christmas. And these shoes just dropped in your lap at $94. I'm just saying. It's great. I love it. I love my brother, too, by the way. You can't put a price tag on family. But you can't put a price tag on these shoes at Tiger Sports Shop. Two locations. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at TigerSports.com. A lot of people are sort of making fun of Shane Beamer saying they're going to be in play. Look, let me before we go to the phone, let me say this, all right? Because I'm looking at this and I'm going, ain't no way. Ain't no way, no how, it's not happening. But, on the other hand, Florida wasn't great this year. So, I think Florida's going to be better, but how much better? We don't know that DJ Lagway's coming back. Kentucky's still probably not going to be great, and they're going to lose every game except South Carolina. So, I mean, that could be, you're talking about a win there? Tennessee? I just said, I'm not sure Tennessee's going to be appreciable. I think they're going to be a little better. I don't know that. I think we assume that Brent Venables is going to have Oklahoma winning 10 games every year. There's no evidence to support that. They may go backwards. Texas A&M may go backwards. I think some of their season this year was a product of schedule. Not all of it, but some of it was a product of schedule. There are still some things we don't know about South Carolina's opponents that I would like to know before definitively saying they're not making a bowl, but they are starting behind. And they're going to have to win some portal combat here if they want to have a roster good enough to win 6 or 7 or 8 of these games, much less go to the playoff. Let's go to Paul, who's up with us next. What's up, Paul?
Not much, guys. Before I get to the South Carolina Clemson situation, I think if Venables don't get an offense, he's not going to be there in the next year or two. I mean, Oklahoma's a lot like Alabama. He's not going to. Say they lose the playoff game, that's going to be 3 losses. And I hate it for him. If he don't get an offensive coach in there to, you know, to get that offense better, I don't think he'll be there in 2007 at least.
Well,
I think that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got to play better offensively. They've got a good coordinator. They have no run game right now. They are trying to rebuild that wide receiver room from absolutely dreadful injury wreckage into a solid receiver group. I just feel like a lot of things, they were starting from behind in a lot of ways, and their defense has won them games this year. John Mateer is also a younger player. Like, John Mateer is not a fifth-year guy. John Mateer is a multi-year quarterback that you would assume is going to grow a little bit. You don't know that, but you would assume he's going to grow a little bit in there. Also,
yeah, maybe.
Let me say this real quick. Yeah. I don't think they're quite Alabama. I see what you're saying there, but like if Oklahoma loses to Alabama, I'm not sure that Venables is on the hot seat right now. If Alabama loses to Oklahoma after losing the way they did to Georgia, they would have lost to Oklahoma 3 times in 2 years. I think Alabama people would be very grumpy at Kalen DeBoer. And I don't think that losing this game will make Oklahoma people at this point very grumpy at Brent Venables right now.
Before I get to Clemson, Carolina thing. But anyway, maybe it's not offensive coach at Oklahoma. Maybe it's just the Jimmys and the Joes.
I think
maybe
so.
That's what it is. Yeah, but anyway, it tickles me. And, I mean, I don't know which one of y'all said it, but, you know, you don't never know what's going to happen in this series right now. Let me tell you, Clemson hadn't lost in Columbia since 2013. And if I'm not mistaken, that same stretch, Carolina's only won twice in Clemson. So I know the last two has went back and forth, but let's look at the history there. I just don't see them beating us this year in at home. I mean, that'd be a first in a long time too if they won three times in a row, you know, in Clemson. But I just get a tickle when people say that. Well, it's been going here lately, but just go back the last 10 to 12 years and see how. But y'all guys have a great day. You know I love y'all guys, and I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. You'd have to go back to the '90s when we actually talked about that the road team was it like 91 to 97? I think the road team won every game, something like that, in the rivalry. So you'd have to go back that far. But that's kind of the period that we're in right now because, you know, Paul's right. I mean, South Carolina won at Clemson in 10 and 12 and not in 14. And, of course, Dabo got the interim win in 08. But that was a period where South Carolina won every game. What we're talking about now more closely parallels what happened in the 90s than it does what happened in the, you know, around 2010. That's kind of my point there. You know, Ben, I think it's hilarious. We're being accused of being homers. I want a website to throw out point spreads for every SEC game so that South Carolina fans can call DraftKings homers for making South Carolina underdogs in 7 of their 9 conference games. I mean, what are you supposed to do, man? How many games do you think they're going to win?
With this dude, what did I do?
We're getting yelled at on the text line.
I just read this freaking schedule.
I mean, a South Carolina fan just called and said he sees 6. Like, I said 5. Well, I'm not that far off.
You know, one particular texter just immediately went to the SEC-ACC comparison and wishes South Carolina played a weak ACC schedule. And I simply pointed out, you be the judge if this is a fact or an opinion, Quok, that South Carolina was indeed 1-1 versus ACC schools, which is a better win percentage in the ACC than in the SEC. I proved your point for you with facts, and you called me a homer. Your win percentage of 1-1 in the ACC was indeed better than your win percentage in the SEC. Therefore, sir, you are correct. I don't know what to do for you.
I
hope you have a merry, holly jolly Christmas.
You know, I enjoy the bowl
games.
If
you would like
man.
To discuss this further, the number you texted us on is also a telephone number, and I'll give you the floor. And you can read verbatim all the homer things that we have texted you.
Look, here, this is the team that we're talking about.
Includes exactly 0.
We are talking about a team that won 4 games this year. Do you
go to the front of the line there, Texter 8522? I dare you.
This is an indisputable fact. Ben, do you realize that South Carolina won 4 games this year? And the only team they beat that didn't fire their coach is South Carolina State. They won 4 games. They beat 3 FBS teams this year. And all 3 of those teams fired their coach. That's the team that we're talking about going against half the freaking playoff and also Tennessee and also having to go to Arkansas and also going to a Florida team that has one of the best OCs in the country and a brand-new head coach and a new lease on life and has recruited really well. We're not talking about some team that barely missed the playoff going 6-6.
Let's go to someone who is a fan of a relevant team that's because the two teams we're talking about right now, let's face it or not.
I'm going to laugh about that.
That's a homer thing of me to say.
Oh, yeah, man. Is it a homer to point out that the only team you beat that didn't fire the coach is South Carolina State? Georgia Greg is up next. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Doing good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Ben trying to set up a strap match on the radio.
He's doing a great job.
I've been running some errands and been enjoying listening to your show. I wanted to give each of y'all a pro and a con about what I think the way a Georgia fan would feel about playing Ole Miss. But I got to comment on a couple things you said today. The first thing is I was very upset the first hour. I have close friends that go to Boston College. They have been season ticket holders of the sailing team for years. They sit in Section J. It's close to the 50-yard line. It's about 15 miles off coast on a little raft. And they are just livid that you're talking about cutting their program.
Greg, wouldn't it be
Section J? That means there's 10 sections in the sailing stadium.
Greg, wouldn't it be the port section and the starboard section?
It could be. I'll get clarification of that from them. But They've held those seats for generations. They have been allowed to send them down to family members. It's just different up there. Oh, it means awesome. More.
It means it more. Is. It means more. And what did you say? SIFA or whatever it is? What was the
EISA or something?
It just means more.
Yeah. But the second thing, I'll be honest with you, this change from 8 to 9 games, I was looking at Georgia's schedule. And you know, Georgia, we like who we are and all that, but I was looking at our 9-game schedule next year. I was like, shit, crap. I mean, it looked, it's tough. It's there's no way to get around. You know, I know exactly what y'all been saying about it. Some SEC schedules are different than others, and some people use that to their advantage, but I don't tell you, and it does seem like, you know, Georgia or Alabama made the past 12 championships. They still got us playing Alabama next year. It seems like they're trying to knock one of us out of there, I think. I don't know. But
well, some of it is, you know, and again, we're doing this on paper. Some of it is that there aren't enough tomato cans. Like, you added a conference, you added two brands to your conference and then added a conference game. And so, like, the schedule's going to be harder. Like, the median game on your schedule just went up because you added a conference game and you added better brands. You added brands to the upper half of your league rather than the middle or bottom.
That's very fair because, you know, like, we didn't add Stanford. Well, I mean, and Stanford's very good in other
That's
sports,
right.
but not necessarily football. We added Texas, Oklahoma. That's a very good point. I didn't think about that quite. Hey, I want to throw out a pro and a con that I feel as a Georgia fan about playing Ole Miss. I'll give you the con first. I feel like them getting to play Tulane first, getting that new whoever they have as the coaching staff together, get some one game under the belt to figure out how they want to play, and then they're going to use the Lane. We're against Lane. We want to show Lane, so they're going to come in with everything they got. So I would say from a con perspective, that kind of gives them a little mojo going into that game. But the pro, I will say the pro as a Georgia fan, is Kirby Smart's adjustments. You look at how Kirby Smart adjusted. He's played three teams in his career a second time in the same season. He's won all three. And he was 1-2 against them. And with a record like he has, it's surprising that he'd be 1-2 against any three teams. But he's turned that around and is 3-0 against them the second time. It seems like against Alabama. And I do agree with Alabama was different in the game. I think Simpson was hurt. Maybe we hurt him. I don't know. But it just it seems like they figure it out, they make a plan, and they go with it. So from that perspective, I feel pretty good that we're playing them a second time. But it is hard to beat a team a second time twice, especially with some things I think Ole Miss is going to come in with, some anger, you know, trying to show the world that Lane made a mistake and all that. So from a Georgia fan, that would be a pro and a con I would see from our probable second-round matchup.
Greg, I get it, man. I want to talk about it on the other side. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I love what Greg's saying there. I'm of two minds about the Georgia-Ole Miss game, which we'll discuss in a little bit. We got to talk some college basketball, some NFL. We got a lot to do in our final hour of the show, 654 Roar. We'd love to hear from you. My gosh. Hour three is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey guys, this Christmas season.